You're in Duck's House, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We're going to be listening to some songs about murder. Starting this off with Billy Boy Arnold, Prisoner's Plea.
Every morning for the break of dawn, march from our cell houses one by one, pick and shovel in my hand, prove to the warden I'm a natural man. 6 months on the road,
and I'm still in love with you. We can't get together, no way I try to do. Early one morning, I asked you for your keys. You took your big pistol and knocked me to my knees. Early one morning, well, I asked you for your keys. You took your big pistol and you knocked me to my knees. All last winter, I was sleeping by myself. You're on big time and loving someone else. All last winter, I was sleeping by myself. You're on big time and loving someone else.
That was Bumblebee Slim, Cold-Blooded Murder, number 2 from 1930. You're in Duck's House, and we're listening to music about murder. Up next, we got Little Walter and his Jukes. Boom, boom. Out goes the light.
If I get up in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
My door, wanna know what it's all about. So tell me, baby, was that blood stained on the wall. Well, I knew I wasn't in it this morning. Then lady phone out in the hall. Didn't leave the phone out in the hall.
That was Honey Boy with Blood Stains on the Wall. There's Archibald.
I was standing on the corner.
Stagger Lee, part one and two.
They were barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. And Billy, two men who gambled late. Stagger Lee throwed seven, Billy scored that, he throwed eight. Stagger Lee told Billy, I can't leave you, go with that. You done won all my money and my brand new studs and hat. Down that lonesome railroad track. I don't want to kill you now, Billy, but not be aware I come back. Stagger Lee went home and he got his 44. Says I'm going to the barroom just to pay that debt I owe. Stagger Lee went to the barroom and he stood across the barroom door. Says don't nobody move, cause I got my 44. Now old Billy told Stack, oh please don't take my life. I got three little children and a very sickly wife. Stagger Lee shot Billy, oh he shot that poor boy so fast. The bullet went through poor Billy and it broke the bar, tender glass. Shot Stack in his side. Stagger Lee went stumbling in his mother's door. He said, mother, oh mother, won't you turn me over slow? I've been jabbed in my left side with the police 44. When all the ladies heard that
that stack. Oh, Stacker Lee was dead. Some come dressed in orange color and some come dressed in red. Stacker Lee went to the devil to identify poor Billy Sue. But the poor boy was absent, he had pointed down to Jocko. Now the devil heard a rumbling, a mighty rumbling under the ground. Say that must be Mr. Stack turning Billy upside down. Now this it, the devil pick on top of the devil's shelf. Say if you want Mr. Stack, you go and get him by yourself.
You're in Duck's House, coming to you live on Quack House Radio on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net.
Hideous discoveries and monstrous crime always happen at the Christmas time. Hideous discoveries and monstrous crime always happen at the Christmas time. For the old year, murders and atrocity. For the new year, serious calamity. What shocked Trinidad? Those seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard. What marred the Christmas festivity was the New Year double catastrophe, when a man and a woman on the ground was found with blood stains upon the ground. The husband was arrested, but they were too late, for the poison he drank sent him through the gate. That shocked Trinidad. Those seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard. St. James, the population went wild, when in the savannah they found the child. The hair was auburn and complexion pink, which placed the watchman in the mood to think. How can a mother despise and scorn a little angel that she has born? That was more sad than the seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard. A lorry was speeding to Port of Spain when it knocked down the cyclist into the drain. It was going as fast as a lightning flash when the cyclist received the lash. The mother cried out in sorrows and pain, I am not going to see my boy child again. That is more sad than the seven skeletons that the workmen found in that yard. While the workmen they were digging the ground, the grinning skulls of human beings, they found feet together and head east and west. Number 5 was a watchman among the rest. Number 6 had the hands and the feet on the chest. And number 7, the mysterious guest that shocked Trinidad. Those 7 skeletons that the workmen found in that yard.
That was Lord Executor. Seven skeletons found in the yard. Next, we're going to listen to Victoria Spivey from 1927, Murder in the First Degree.
Yes, I'm laying here in this jailhouse. It is any fool can be. I believe they're gonna hang me from what my lawyer said. Woman, he know I can't stand. them pots and kettle. I washed and ironed the white folks' clothes. And he got it like I made it. I killed him, Judge, and that's all I know. Judge, if you would kill your woman and had to come before me, if you'd kill the woman who trifled and had to come before me, I'd send her to the gallows and judge let you go free. At that I ain't done nothing but kill a man what belongs. And that I ain't done nothing but kill the man what belongs to me. And yeah, they got me charged with murder in the first degree.
Oh, Jim Kitalula, on a Friday night. Oh, Jim Kitalula, on a Friday night. Oh, Jim got 90. By 99. Oh, Jim got 90. Steve got 90. Steve got 99. Oh. 10,000 people at one burying ground. 10,000 people at one burying, at one burying ground. Just to see the undertaker let poor Lula down. Yeah, that senior on a take over. Let poor Lula down. Well, the church bell ringing, where's my driving? Well, that church bell ringing, I'm driving, I'm driving slow. I ain't so bad, low, see poor Lula go. I ain't so bad,
That was Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1968. Jim Steele killed Lula. You've been listening to Duck's House, and we got one more track to play this set out. Sonny Boy Williamson, Your Funeral, My Trial.
Please come on to your daddy and explain yourself to me. Because I'm your man and wife, trying to start a family. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you can't treat me no better, it got to be your funeral and my tribe. When I and you first got together, it was on one Friday night. We spent two lovely hours together, and the world knew it was all right. I'm just begging you, baby, please cut out that off-the-wall jive. You know you got to treat me better. If you don't, it's got to be your funeral and my tribe. All right. She can love to heal the sick, and she can love to raise the dead. You might think I'm joking, but you better believe what I say. I'm begging you, baby, cut out that off-the-wall jive. If you got to treat me better, it got to be your funeral, my tribe.
Thanks for listening.